Hi everyone, and welcome to another Mindful Living Matters meditation. This is an emotional connection meditation with a release and relaxation included. During this meditation, unpleasant sensations may arise. The objective for this particular meditation is for you to feel those unpleasant sensations, but not be attached to them. I'll be taking you through and guiding you through a little visualization to begin with, which you'll always be able to return to if these unpleasant sensations do arise. So for now, I want to invite you to find yourself in a comfortable position. This position might be seated. It may be lying down. Just ensure that your back is supported, that you have a connection with the ground. Maybe your feet are flat on the ground. Maybe you're lying down. Just check that you're not too hot and that you're not too cold. Just notice the external world around you. You might have your eyes open at this stage. Maybe you can just gaze around the room or whatever location or space you might be. And just notice. Notice objects, notice colors. And then gradually close your eyes. And maybe notice other things about the external world using your other senses. Maybe the sense of sound. Maybe you notice feelings, temperature. And then allow those sensations to begin to fade away. So the outside world begins to disappear from your periphery. You can start to notice the internal world. Notice your breathing first. Our breath is the connection between the external and the internal. Notice the way that the breath plays on your nostrils. Notice perhaps how the clothing moves with the breath. And then notice where you are breathing into in your body. We're not changing anything at all at this stage in our meditation. We're adopting an awareness. We're adopting the position of the witness to what is happening. And begin to notice your body. So moving from the breath to your body. And start to notice the superficial body parts, maybe noticing your fingers and your hands. Notice your toes and your feet. Just being aware of perhaps the superficial body parts, the skin level. So you notice sensations of the skin. Maybe how the clothing tickles the skin. Maybe you notice internal sensations that lie just underneath the skin. And working from the periphery, in your mind's eye, you're just sensing from that peripheral aspect of your body, the fingertips, the toe tips, moving along the arms and along the legs and just scanning the body. And then in your mind's eye, begin to move a little bit deeper. Start to get curious about what lies underneath the skin. Maybe in your mind's eye, you can start to form a picture of what the muscles of your body look like. Notice how the muscles feel. Going deeper into the bones and noticing the blood vessels and the nervous system and the organs of the body. Just in your mind's eye, continually scanning, going deeper and deeper into the structures of your body. That material aspect of your physical being, the matter, the earth connection, noticing those sensations of your physical body that lie below the skin. In your mind's eye, you might be having a conversation with these body parts, checking in if they're functioning at a healthy level. Don't worry what the answer is, and don't get caught up in a huge dialogue. The first response will be the most perfect response. Just checking in, just to see how your internal body workings are at this point in time. And we leave our physical being, our physical body now, and we begin to move into the spaces of our mind. Place where we can observe our thoughts. Observe our imagination. If you notice thoughts that take you off in a little tangent, that's okay. Allow that to happen. And then bring it back to the objective at hand. This is what may happen throughout this practice today. It may be easier for you to allow your imagination, your creative mind, to lead the reins here. And this is where I'm going to take you to begin with. We're going to anchor your awareness, your creative mind, in a particular place. And we're going to call this our safe place, our place of safety. Because as we dive deeper into our emotional body, our mind body has a tendency to take over and to give us poetic license to leave the scene, so to speak. And this is our way of protecting ourselves. However, if we have in our creative mind a place of safety, place where we can anchor our awareness, it gives ourselves permission to be able to move into this place of the emotional body and still feel safe. As you lie here, just allow yourself to visualize some of the thoughts that are coming and going. And then see if you can create your own place of safety in your creative mind. Maybe imagine a place that you really love, that you really enjoy being. See see if you can visualize this place as easily as you can. Maybe it's a real place. Maybe it really does exist. Maybe it's a place you've been on holidays. Maybe it's a place in your house. Maybe this is a place of your imagination, somewhere that you would love to be, somewhere that you would love to go and never been. Maybe it truly is not existing except anywhere in your mind. Just see if you can notice the color that surrounds you in this place of your imagination. Notice any shapes or objects that you can see, any smells, any sights, sounds perhaps that indicate that you've been able to really form this place where you can feel safe and comfortable. In your mind's eye, be as detailed as possible. This will be a place that you can use as an image to come back to at any point as we progress forward in this meditation. A place that you feel safe and happy and just to be. Let this image in your mind serve as a place to return to your heart, a space of love, a space of compassion, space of safety. Now, if you're having difficulty with this image in your mind's eye, maybe you can go somewhere else. Maybe you notice something else. Maybe it's the sense of groundedness in your body, your feet firm on the floor, maybe your body lying on your mat. Maybe it's your breath. The gentle rise and fall of the chest, the sensations at your nose. Maybe it's my voice. Maybe it's a particular sound that captures your awareness, but it makes you feel safe. Gives you that opportunity to return to your heart space. Know that whether you are visualizing, whether you are sensing or feeling or hearing, this is your place where you can come back to at any point in time. Just be with it right now, whatever it is. Maybe you notice whether it has a place in your body. Maybe you notice a feeling. Maybe you notice a sensation as you be with this place of safety, this place where you feel comfortable and a place of love and compassion for yourself. Now I want to invite you to explore beyond this. Explore beyond the mind-body. Go deeper, to move into the emotional body. What do emotions look like for you? How do emotions feel in your body? Do emotions reside in a particular part of your body? Do they have an origin? Do they have a place of ending? Go into your mind's eye and just see if you can go past that mind's eye, that place of the thoughts. Dive down into the watery depths of the emotional body and see if you can find where your emotions come from. Really connecting in. Be there as the observer. You're not connecting in directly. just observing. Remember, you are the witness. Maybe as you sit on the edge of the emotional body, you notice thoughts. This is the place where the mind's body and the emotional body actually reside and intermingle together. So allow yourself, give yourself permission to actually be there too. Maybe you can notice the thoughts. See if there are any thoughts that might have an association with an emotion that normally you would recognize as being negative. Maybe there's a thought there that you associate with anger or embarrassment or sadness, guilt or shame. Just notice the thought and the emotion together. Maybe there's a memory that's attached to this thought and this emotion. Maybe it's a memory that's held at a specific time in your life. Maybe it's a situation or event. Maybe there's people involved in this thought, with this thought that carries this particular emotion. And just see if you can clearly bring to the mind's eye that particular situation, that particular moment, that particular memory. See the people, see the situation playing out like a movie perhaps, and notice the emotion that's held there. Do you notice any physical feelings arising? Do you notice if maybe the emotion has a particular place in your body? How does your body feel in general as you witness this crossing over between the mind body and the emotional body? Remembering that if you're feeling uncomfortable or unsafe with this memory, that you can return to your visualization of safety. You can go back to your creative mind. That sense of feeling that we created at the start, the place of your heart, the space of love. If you're happy to continue, just be with the emotion and this thought. Go to that specific place in your body that you might feel this emotion. And what do you notice there? Notice any sensations, any physical sensations. Is there a core to the sensation? Are we able to feel its edges? Is there tension? Is there lightness? Is there hot? Is there cold? Does the emotion itself have a color, a shape, a smell? Can you see the emotion as an object? Deliberately let go of the memory or the thought that's held. Just allow the situation, the image that might be associated with this emotion, just to slowly begin to dissolve from your mind's eye. Any people, just allow them to slowly disappear. So all that's left is this emotion. Just maybe you can hold on to the fact that this emotion might have a shape for you or a particular feeling in your body. Just be with that as you allow the actual thought where this emotion may have began to disappear. Really holding space in the emotional body itself. Consciously holding just the emotion. And then notice if any of those feelings in your body has changed as a result of letting go of the attachment to the story. Can you feel any new sensations in your body? Maybe the emotion has a new place in your body now. Just noticing any changes. Maybe the emotion itself has changed shape or it's changed color. Now let go of any expectations or attachment that you might have to that emotion. Just let it go. Just let it go. Just be there. Just in that emotional body as it is, without the attachment to the emotion now. What do you notice here? Maybe your mind is going back, your awareness is traveling back to the place of the mind body, to the very edge once more. And that's okay. Because to be fully detached, to learn this power of letting go, to learn release, it takes practice. So this time, allow yourself to see the thoughts and to see the emotions once more. But this time, see if you can find an association with a positive emotion or an emotion that you might label as being positive. Maybe it's a thought that evokes happiness or joy or amusement. Really notice this thought. See the memory or the situation or that movie playing out in your mind. The people involved with the event. Just see this as clearly as you can in your mind's eye. And really notice the emotion that's held in this memory, in this thought. What physical feelings arise here? Does this emotion have a new place in your body? Is there a specific space? What do you notice about your body in general? Are there feelings of tension, lightness, bubbles? How do you describe what you're feeling? Does the emotion itself have a core? Can you find its edges? Does it have color, shape, smell? What do you notice about this particular scenario and the attachment to the emotion? Remembering if you're feeling uncomfortable or unsafe, that you can return to that visualization, to that creative mind, to that anchor, the place of your heart, the space of love. Now deliberately begin to let go of the story that holds the emotion. Allow the situation, the people, the event, Allow it to slowly dissolve from your mind's eye, leaving just the emotion. Allow it to hold its shape, its color, or anything that you felt define the emotion. Consciously hold that emotion only as the situation fades and all that's left is this emotion. Just be with it, with this emotion only. And just notice now if anything's changed in your body as you sit with this emotion only. And then let go of the emotion now. Just let go of the emotion. Completely let go of the emotion. See it dissolve. And take the opportunity just to allow whatever to be in this moment. Just observing whatever there is. Maybe there's thoughts. Maybe there's colors. Try not to get into a dialogue about whether this is right or wrong. Just allow whatever to be right here, right now, in this moment. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to be here as the witness to whatever is arising, to whatever is falling away. Take an opportunity to let go and completely relax into this moment. Allow whatever sensations or thoughts to arise as they will, and just be with them. And each time you notice perhaps the thoughts, just invite them to dissolve away. Invite them just to give over to the moment. You're not trying to hold on to them. You've got no attachment. No attachment to thoughts. No attachment to emotions right now. Notice your body. Notice your thoughts. Notice the emotions as they arise. Just let them pass. Just like time passes, you can allow the moment just to be without labeling. Just observing without judgment or criticism, just allowing this moment. Acknowledge your ability to sense your body. Acknowledge your ability to think. Acknowledge your ability to feel. And notice that in this moment, it's okay to be with it all, to be with your body, to be with your thoughts, to be with your emotions, without judging, without trying to change anything, without labeling it. Continue to sink into this experience and just be. Thank you. Now it's time for you to begin to expand your awareness outside of yourself. It's time to gently return. Notice the external world. Hear the sounds around you. Feel your clothing, the ground, the temperature of the room around you. And gently start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, make those bigger movements that feel just perfect for you. But most of all, just be kind to yourself and stay here as long as you need.